103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, how do we feel about jokes?
You know I joke too much almost.
I know. I feel like people don't really, and I'm with you, a lot of times people don't understand, at least my sense of humor. They think I'm being rude when I think I'm being funny.
Man, I think I'm hilarious, and then people sometimes look at me like, you just said that out loud,
yes,
dog.
Same, absolutely. Well, you can always message us, am I the jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. You can send us an email, because this one is about making a joke that some people might not find funny.
Uh-oh.
They want to know if they took it too far. You ready for this?
I'm listening.
All right. This involves a stepdad and his stepdaughter. It said, hey, Allie and DZ, I'm a stepdad to three girls. I've been in their lives for over 8 years, and like any other parent, they like to challenge me at times. The other day, when the 13-year-old was mad at me, she screamed, you're not my dad. So I ignored it and moved on. Well, the next day, we were shopping at Kohl's, and she asked if she could get some clothes. So I didn't find that very funny, since the day before, she had said, I'm not your father. And so I said, hi, I don't know. Go ask your dad. I'm not him. After I made that comment, my wife gave me eyes that meant I was in trouble.
Uh-oh, I know that look.
She said that joke was not funny and that I made our daughter cry. So I want to know if I went too far and if I'm the jerk for responding to my stepdaughter by telling her to call her real dad when she asked me for clothes while shopping.
Hey, listen, you were
it's
bold
not
enough.
Funny, but
you
is.
Were bold enough to talk about you and not my dad the day before, and now you want to spend my Kohl's cash? Oh, okay, okay. That's real
Listen,
funny.
As funny as this is, and like as adults we get it. I also know that when you're a parent, you have to remember that you're the adult and you have to grow up and not be immature like them, because that's where he went. He went to the, oh yeah, well, call your real dad then. You want clothes? You want food? You want money? Call your real dad. Knowing damn well you're the grown up and just, they're 13. You know, just let them have their moment and move on.
It was a teaching moment that really does say you got to be careful what you say though, because what your words can be hurtful, and sure, sticks and stones may break my bones and y'all don't arrest the saying, but those words do stick. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And though it's not sticks and stones, those words stick. And he was just going, hey, baby girl, I see you want something now. Oh, crazy that when you want something, it's, oh, daddy, daddy. But when you want to talk and be rude at home, I'm not your father.
That part.
Oh, learned lesson. I think mom sure maybe is on the daughter's side because that's your baby.
Yep.
That is your baby. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to take that from you. I'm going not the jerk, though, because I'm sorry. He taught her something. And my question is, did you buy the baby that clothes, right? It's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to do it.
Yeah.
Was it a taught lesson, or did you stick to your guns and go ask your real father? Nah, for real, because then it's not a joke.
See, I actually think he needs to grow up, because I think when you're dealing with teens, it's real easy to stoop to their level. And at times, you got to go, come on, you're the adult. Like, stop it. You're acting just like them now. You're not teaching them anything, right?
True. I don't know what a teen daughter's like.
I was a girl. You're welcome. You know, be glad you have boys.
I feel that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, boys aren't easy either. Don't get me wrong. Boys are physical and obnoxious and gross, but...
different difficulties, though.
Different
difficulties.
Yeah. Hey. So, it's... Yeah.
All I know is that as a parent, I'm going to joke around a lot. I already do.
Mm-hmm.
I might make some crude jokes. It's about the balance of the child's understanding. Did your child not take that as a joke? Because then that is a little bogus. Because when they said that, they weren't joking, and it hurt you. You didn't explain that to the child. Instead, you internalized it and then flipped it on them when it was convenient and they wanted something to hopefully teach them. That's what he was trying to do. In a joke, teach them a lesson. Mm-hmm. It just didn't land. It didn't land at all.
It's true. Ray wrote in, and Ray wants to know if he's the jerk because he was out with his stepdaughters, and the day before she had said, you're not my dad. His stepkids of over 8 years, the 13-year-old was mad at him, and so he said when she wanted something the next day when they were out shopping, he said, I don't know, call your real dad. And his wife said he went too far and he's the jerk. So you say not the jerk? Is that where you're going?
I get why people would say jerk, but I got to stick to my guns. I'm leaning on not the jerk. He was trying to teach a lesson.
All right. 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk? Is Ray the dad, the stepdad, the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, well, today's is an interesting one. The phones are hot right now, DZ, because Ray wrote in. He wants to know if he's the jerk. His stepdaughter yelled at him, "You're not my father." So the next time they were out shopping, his 13-year-old, he said, "I'm not your dad. Call your real dad if you want some money."
Use his Kohl's cash, not mine.
And then his wife said, "That wasn't funny. He went too far. You took the joke too far." So he wants to know if he's the jerk, if he took it too far.
Did he take it too far, though?
I don't know. You said not the jerk, right?
I did. I did, but the texts are saying, a few are saying jerk, because he's setting the tone for their relationship moving forward. He's not going to forget something like this. Neither is she, and this is going to come back. I'm like, I get what y'all are saying, man, but come on. He was trying to teach her a lesson. You can't just say what you want.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, guess who's on the phone? We got a regular ready to go.
Taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki-taki
We're doing great. I mean, and Amelia, are you, you're a step-parent, right?
I have a stepdad that raised me, and I have kids. My wife's a step-parent.
Your wife is the step-parent. Okay, correct. I knew there was that we had this dynamic in this family somewhere. Mm-hmm. So what do you say about this? Is Ray the jerk?
I don't think so.
She's the evil laugh.
I'm going to say why. Because, one, the mom shouldn't have been in the butt right away. You know, if the mom was there, was that a situation? They have to be respect. I get you're a teenager. I was a teenager at the time. I wasn't too nice. But then as I grew a little older and my stepdad showed me, like, you know, my real dad loved him to death, but there were certain times he wasn't present. But my stepdad always, like, hey, you know what? Let him be there. And if he's not, then I'll be there, you know, if he can't make it, you know, whatever. But, to this day, he spoils my kids. My stepdad loves my kids. But I think, she was out of line for saying that. I don't know. But I get the mom getting mad because that's her daughter.
Yeah.
But then again, this is your boyfriend, too. I don't know how long you've been together. But, you know, come on now. Like, you know, she's a teenager. But then again, I kind of laugh.
He's been in her life for 8 years, so at least since they were little, right? Because she's 13.
I get what Amelia's saying.
She get her way about something, and that's the first thing came out of her head. And it's like, now that he says it back, sometimes I get upset sometimes when I hear people, I'm like, that was pretty childish, you know? But seeing outside and hearing somebody else doing it, I'm like, okay, I can kind of see what she meant. Like, now he's good. Want him to buy things? No.
Amelia, listen, I'm with you. I'm the same. I'll be like, I can't believe you're acting like that. Grow up. You're the adult. But then if it happens to me, I'm just as petitious as everyone else. And I go, oh, yeah, you little punk? Oh, yeah?
Oh, you want to talk? You want to talk that talk?
All of a sudden, everything I preach to everybody else goes out the door.
I'll show you where that talk came from. What's up?
I believe DJ said he was not the jerk. I believe it. And especially in the Latin culture, that's a big no-no.
Yeah, the disrespect. Right.
What Amelia said made me think, where was the mom when the stepdaughter got disrespectful from jump? She should have cut it. She should have literally nipped it in the bud from the jump.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you, Amelia. Amelia says, not the jerk. You have a good day, girl.
You too. You guys be safe.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Appreciate you. All right. Another regular who said she was triggered by this. Okay, DZ?
Okay.
I'm a fireball.
It's Ashley in Sheboygan Falls. Good morning, Ashley. Hi.
Fireball indeed.
Why did this trigger you, and which way are you going, jerk or no jerk?
So I'm going not the jerk, and I'm going from the stepdaughter side. I grew up having a stepdad my entire life, from the time I was like 4 till now. I still have the same stepdad.
That's growing up with it. Yeah, that's growing up.
Yeah. Similar situation.
So this, my stepdad is exactly like this man. Like, he will call me out on my faults, and if I'm being sassy, he would call me out. Now, if this is how their relationship is, she's going to know, okay, yes, it probably hurt when he said it. And if she cried, she's an emotional teenager. We know how teenagers are, right?
True. You're hormonal. You're going through it, right?
True.
Probably the same way he would agree. But, you know, if this is probably not the first time he's said something like this to her.
Yeah.
So you know, and the mom maybe didn't hear the day before conversation. So I can just see this situation playing out in my head. Like, I probably did this. Like, I probably said this, and mm-hmm. I probably went through it. And, mm-hmm. you know, there was probably a conversation that was had next that, you know, maybe when they got home. He probably bought her those clothes, let's be real.
Right.
We had a conversation on the way home, like, mm-hmm. look, what you said was, you know, hurt me, but...
Hold on, though, Ashley. I want to point something out, though. Do you hear what she's saying, DZ, which is, I probably said this to my stepdad and don't even remember, which means not to take it personally when it comes from a 13-year-old, because they're just 13. And I mean that in the most respectful way. The maturity is not where it needs to be, where you should be as an adult.
Sure. Sure, I get that.
Think of all the times we yelled at our parents. Well, I don't know about you, DZ. Where I was like,
I didn't really yell at my parents.
Yeah, I probably didn't either. I was probably scared of my parents. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't do too much of that.
You're right. Never mind. All right, Ashley, thanks for the perspective. Have a good day.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Bye. Last but not least, because we're running out of time, listen to this. Ayana and Brittany are in the car, and this is a mother-daughter. Ayana's 13. Brittany's the mom. Is that
Wait,
right?
Is Ray the name of your dad?
With our broom.
Broom City, baby.
Okay, who's talking right now? Is it the mom or is it the daughter? Okay, go on. Go on.
Okay, mom.
So, I have a stepdad as well. Grew up with my stepdad in the home. But also, my daughter has a stepdad, my husband. Mm-hmm. And we just went through this summer.
His name is Ray. Yeah.
He was not her dad. So what did my husband say the next time we went out? Oh, you want something? Call your real father to buy it for you. And when I say my husband stood on that, he stood on he
said
on
it with his chest.
Standing on business. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Call your real like father.
Yes, Ayana. And I think Ayana says it has opened up her eyes and she's learned something from it.
I have learned something from it. I am now, like, I've been more respectful and I, like, take appreciation because even though he's not my biological dad, he's still my father and he puts a roof over my head and puts food in my stomach at the end of the day.
Oh, my God.
That part,
gosh.
Mama's, that part. Speak on
nice.
It. Hey, she stood on business once. Don't mean you can't stand on correct business the next time. You feel me?
Way to set a good example, ladies. Yep. I like it. Well, thanks for calling. That was the perfect ending.
Yeah,
bye, y'all.
Love it, ladies. You have a great day.
Sweet, sweet,
that was
sweet,
a sweep. Very nice. Wow. Not the jerk.